You're listening to a Classic Business Podcast, as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
If you want to withdraw your retirement funds on immigration, you've got to think again. National Treasury and SARS say you can try again in 3 years' time. Treasury published the Draft Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, the TLAB, for public comment recently. And one of the more contentious proposals in the draft tax bill relates to the ability of people emigrating from South Africa to access amounts in their pension preservation funds, their provident preservation funds, and their retirement annuity funds when they leave. To find out a little bit more about this, I'm joined by June Chong, partner at Weber Wenzel. Good evening, June. Great to chat again. What are the proposed changes and who will it affect?
Good evening, Michael. Thank you very much for having me today. The important thing to remember is that the financial emigration process will soon be replaced with a risk-based verification process. Therefore, the existing wording of funds in the Income Tax Act, the existing definitions, which allow for these funds to be withdrawn as lump sums on completion of the financial emigration process, will similarly need to be replaced. Therefore, the National Treasury has now proposed in the draft bill that these funds can be withdrawn when the individuals have ceased to be tax residents for 3 years, and that is the proposed wording in the draft bill.
So, just to get clarity, have ceased to be tax resident for 3 years. Does that mean if I complete my financial immigration documentation, I have to wait 3 years before I can access any of my pension savings?
I think that's the issue, because we have individuals who are now stuck in South Africa. They're wanting to relocate, but because of the pandemic and lockdown, they can't leave. What happens when the financial emigration process will be replaced with a new process next year? Currently, if you complete your financial emigration process with Reserve Bank, you can withdraw your preservation funds and your RAS as lump sum and on completion of that process. But once that process has been replaced with a new process, in order to withdraw those funds, you will have to cease being tax resident. That's correct. To go into the detail of who will be affected, the amendments will affect more individuals who have retirement annuity funds rather than preservation funds. For your preservation funds, you have one pre-retirement full or partial withdrawal. If you have not used that one pre-retirement withdrawal, you can now withdraw those amounts, pay the tax as well. You're not going to be that affected. If you have already used up that one withdrawal, full or partial, you can then also, on your financial emigration, again, withdraw the lump sums. That is not the case for your retirement annuity funds. You can only access the retirement annuity funds when you have completed your financial emigration or only on retirement. And when you retired as well, you can only access one-third of the amounts as lump sums. Two-thirds have to be annuitized. So your RAF will be more badly affected by the proposed amendments. It's important to note that it's not all retirement funds which will be affected. Your pension and provident funds, if you have terminated your employment to relocate to another country, that will not be affected by the amendment at all. Once you've terminated your employment, you can always withdraw your pension and provident funds in full and pay the tax on that. That is, of course, discouraged because contribute a certain amount to your retirement funds because it is meant for your retirement. You do also have a lot of advantages of contributing towards your retirement. And therefore, if you can, what is always encouraged is to transfer those funds into your preservation funds.
June, I'm going to have to leave it there. There's still a lot on the table that we haven't discussed. You did have a meeting with Treasury on the 9th of September just to get an update on all of those points as well. The line, not the greatest, so we'll see if we can get you back to discuss this as part of our retirement feature on Thursday. June Chong, partner at Weber Wenzel, with this issue around withdrawing retirement funds on immigration or financial immigration. Certainly looks from the outside that government's trying to make that just a little bit harder, as we do see a brain drain at the moment.